This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we say hello to you once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Northmont High School. It is the second of our two regional semifinals, Fort Loramie against Jackson Center. Fort Loramie Redskins volleyball team has lost just twice all year to St. Henry, both setbacks to D3 St. Henry. Jackson Center 21-5. Jackson Center did not lose in the Shelby County League except to Fort Loramie twice. Jackson Center scored, I think, 17 or 18 points or better in five of the six sets against Fort Loramie. So this has got the potential to be a nip-and-tuck match. Again, Jackson Center needs a very good beginning. Jackson Center features Marin Ludwig, a fine junior player, 5 feet, 6 inches tall. Captain Macy Kloffenstein, a six-footer, a senior. Paige Guy, 5'8", middle hitter. Presley Reese, a junior middle hitter. McKinley Reichert, 5'11", outside hitter. Kiana Suttles, a senior middle hitter. And Grace Springer, libero, 5 feet, 4 inches tall. Top players, according to 36-year head coach Kim Metz, McKinley Reichert, Macy Kloffenstein, Marin Ludwig, and Grace Springer. What a gal. Marvelous. She has been an institution. Boy, you factor in her skill at coaching and the length of her tenure. She's number one in the state of Ohio in my book.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what. I would assume when they do their schedule, they just put the regional semifinal into their what they know they're going to be doing, because they're here every year.
Yep.
And when you got Kim Metz on the sideline, I promise you that they will at least be doing the right things, and they will be intense.
John Rogers, 17 years at Fort Loramie, one state championship under his belt. Excuse me, Kim's got two.
Yep.
Jackson Center Tigers have two state titles. Kim's earned two. Fort Loramie's John Rogers has got one. And this is an outstanding Fort Loramie team. Seven very good seniors on this roster. Skylar Albers, Jaden Rose, Hallie Grillo, Ella Berger, Summer Hoying, Ellen Frilling, and Allison Holland. And, of course, Jenna Barhorst, a junior, is a phenomenal player as well. We expect this to be a very good nip-and-tuck match. I spoke with John Rogers earlier this week, Chuck. We had a neat conversation. I talked about the depth of his roster. And we also highlighted what it takes to win in high school volleyball these days.
Senior leadership, seven seniors, and so many months, seasons of hard work have paid off so much here for the 2023 volleyball team.
For sure. We can't just lump this into one season. This is many years of hard work by this group in multiple sports, multiple seasons, multiple, you know, victories with different coaches. And you know, they're the common denominator in our success right now.
Those seniors, seven of them, all fill special roles, different roles, and they've all got excellent skill sets, different skill sets, too.
Yeah, you won't see all of them on the court, but that doesn't mean they're not incredibly important to what we do out there.
Right.
You know, two that come to mind, Allison Holland and Ella Berger, good volleyball players, but even better people.
Yeah.
And they are the glue on our bench that keeps these girls going. You know, someone comes out after something rough, they're the one talking, they're the one chirping in their ear, they're the one putting them back in there. They are equally as important as, you know, our leaders that are out on the floor getting after it.
There you go.
You know, our leaders out there on the floor, Summer Hoying, obviously, Shelby County Player of the Year, District 9 Player of the Year, probably going to be first team All-Ohio, I hope, I would expect. You know, just having a great season. She's really playing well right now. Hallie Grillo, in a defensive role for us, has come on, and she's our voice back there.
Mm-hmm.
She brings a lot of sound to these girls, which is great. They always hear Skylar Albers in the middle, Ellen Frilling on the right side, Jaden Rose coming in as a DS. You know, those are the ones, those are the seven that are really, you know, they understand that this is their last run, and they're really taking it to heart. Jenna Barhorst has just been phenomenal for us, our setter. Recent verbal commitment to Xavier to play, which is fantastic for her, but she's, you know, a leader for us on the floor. She's our quarterback, I guess, would be the closest comparison that we have for her out there. Victoria Mesher, just doing a wonderful job in the middle for us. Katie Luthman, Avery Brandewey, these are all players that contribute every single night for us in some way, shape, or form out there. And it's great to see them having success and bonding just as with these seniors as well.
You know, when you get to the regional, you are likely going to play another Shelby County foe for the third match in the season. This year it's Jackson Center.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier playing Jackson Center.
Nope.
You know, they're having a great season over there. Other than us, they haven't lost in the Shelby County League either. And their losses are Marion Local and Versailles and New Bremen. And, you know, so they're to be respected. And we are in heavy preparation mode for them right now with what we need to do here. So that's just, you know, expected when you get to that level. And you know, it's been Rushi in the past. This year it's Jackson Center.
And this Fort Laramie squad features the Shelby County Player of the Year, Summer Hoying.
It's such an honor, and my teammates make me look good, I'm going to be honest. I have them to thank, and it definitely takes the whole team, so I'm very thankful for the reward.
And as I mentioned, Kim Metz, 36 years head coach at Jackson Center, so complimentary of her squad for getting back to the regionals once again this season.
Never underestimate the power of hard work and teamwork intermixed with an awful lot of fun. So these kids come into the gym all the time, ready to work. Sometimes they're high school girls, you know, and they might have a little goofiness here and there, but I appreciate that. I enjoy that banter that they can bring, but just a well-rounded bunch of kids, and I'm super, super happy for them. At this point in the season, you just really have to make sure that you're working on picking up your weaknesses, emphasizing your strengths, being able to adapt and adjust at a moment's notice, and constantly reinventing yourself as the match continues, because that's what your opponent is doing. So yes, we had a couple spots that, just let slip away. Service game, going to have to pick up a little bit on that. But other than that, ball control was pretty good. Happy for what they did tonight.
You like the underdog role in a situation like this?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's just a blessing to be able to play at this event and for the kids to be able to compete at the level that they're competing against. Not taking anything for granted. I don't know. Underdog, favored. I think you still have both. I think you have butterflies in your gut throughout the entire match, whether you're one or the other. So I'm pretty sure my nerves will be on high alert.
Lots of hard work and playing as a team for sure. We have to like really work together in every area. We've been working a lot on defense, and I think passing first is the biggest key. Once we get a pass, then obviously we can run our offense.
You had that late season loss to Versailles. Did that help you guys at all? Was that a good focusing point heading into postseason play?
Yeah, I think it gave us some fire to be like, we got to win those tight matches, and it gave us some like something to focus on to get better at and work together more.
Well, Laramie coming up again. What have you noticed about them this year?
They're good again, as always, and that's okay. We're ready.
What's it going to take this time?
I think blocking and obviously defense. We got to focus on their setter and where she's putting the ball to their hitters. Blocking is going to be important.
A superb Jackson center junior, McKinley Reichert, in a conversation with Bryant Billing. Of course, McKinley, an outstanding player in the Shelby County League. She was first team. When we get a moment, we'll run down that first team for the Shelby County Athletic League in volleyball here in 2023. Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie made the squad. I noted Reichert, Jenna Barhorst of Fort Loramie as well, Ronnie Poling of Rushi, Brenna Cobb of Anna, Addison Swearingen of Fairlawn made the first team. Second team members, Macy Kloffenstein of Jackson Center, Carly Scott of Rushi, Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie, Janelle Platfoot of Botkins, Liz Stauder of Anna, and Ellie Henman of Fairlawn. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie upcoming. The winner gets New Bremen in a regional championship Saturday at 2. We return with the start of the match, Tigers and Redskins, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Northmont High School. It's the second of our regional semifinals in D4 volleyball here tonight. New Bremen, an easy winner over Rushi in match number one. Rushi bows out as a regional semifinalist, a district champ. 16-11 on the year for the Rushi Raiders. Jackson Center volleyball team, faced by Macy Kloffenstein and McKinley Reichert in terms of attacking. Reichert Kloffenstein 1-2. Paige Guy, outstanding server, along with Reichert, Kloffenstein, and Ludwig. Reichert is the blocking leader. Pringer, an excellent performer in terms of digs for Jackson Center. Ball handling, Ludwig leads the way in that department. And in the serve-receive category, the senior Pringer is tops on the list, along with Reichert. Actually, it's Kloffenstein who is number one. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, Avery Brandewee has amassed 177 kills. Summer Hoying, 276 on the year. Victoria Mesher, 134. Skylar Albers among the top servers for this Redskins team. Albers and Mesher lead the way in the blocking department. In terms of digs, it's a log jam. Brandewee, Barhorst, Grillio all feature very good numbers for Fort Laramie. Barhorst is the top ball handler on the team. And in the serve-receive department, Brandewee, the junior, is number one. Quick look at stats, highlights of both teams. And where these young ladies excel in terms of skill sets, unlike our first match here on scoresbroadcast.com, these two teams in match number two, Chuck, are wearing different looking uniforms. Although they are both dark.
They're all black again.
Fort Laramie does have a lot of red trim in the sleeves. That is helpful. Fort Laramie wearing red and black tops, white numbers, black shorts. Jackson Center across the way, black from top to bottom, white numbers, orange trim. Amazingly, in that first match, Rushi and New Bremen wore identical uniforms except for trimming around the numerals.
Yep.
Thankfully, the two teams stay today on the same
right.
sides of the net for the whole evening.
Yeah, that would have been a little confusing.
It would have.
We're both really old. That's the problem.
Well, we are situated at the east end of the Northmont Gymnasium Complex up above on the rampway. We're in the balcony and appearing down at the floor. Fort Laramie is in our foreground. We'll see the backs of Fort Laramie numbers all night long. Serve, receive, well done. Rally underway. Great start to the match. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Laramie. Jackson Center goes off the floor to save it. And we have got a marvelous start to this match. I tell you what, we're about 50 hits in to the first point. And there it is. Jackson Center gets it as Fort Laramie went to the back line to try to conserve the rally. Couldn't do it. Point Jackson Center.
Hoing had two real good swings at it, and Jackson Center sent them both back over.
Here we go. Jackson Center with an ace.
No, I think I dropped at her feet. I think it's 1-1.
Well done on the serve by the Jackson Center Tigers. Was that indeed an ace?
No, it dropped to the floor.
I'm sorry, it missed. I mistakenly had given Jackson Center a 2-0 lead. It was a service error instead. My goof. Here is Fort Laramie serving. Victoria Mesher. 1-2-3 hits at the net for the Tigers. And it's an attempted save by Fort Laramie. It is touched by the Redskins on the side of the floor, and it goes off the court. Point two, Jackson Center, which leads 2-1.
Good swing that time by Kloppenstein.
Tell you what, McKinley Reichert, Macy Kloppenstein, heck of a 1-2 punch up front for Jackson Center, which leads 2-1. Here's a kill by the Tigers cross court. Fort Laramie gets it back. Redskins have to go off the court to save it. Good play by Barhorst. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center. Little tip shot at the net. Saved by Fort Laramie's Avery Brandewey. And then on the Jackson Center side, two hits, and we're tied up at two.
Jackson Center looks like, and not shockingly, looks like they're prepared and ready to go.
As I mentioned during our pre-match talk, Jackson Center scored at least 17 or 18 points, I think, in five of the six sets between the two teams during the season. Here is a terrific serve by Fort Laramie. It sails to the back line. Jenna Barhorst had some spin, some sink on that one. And she earns the point. It was at the feet of a Tiger who couldn't scrape it off the floor. 3-2 Fort Laramie.
Wow, another serve.
Yep, Barhorst dives another one at the foot of a Tiger. Three hits, though, by Jackson Center. Three hits by Fort Laramie. The last by the Redskins is tried on the play by Summer Hoing. It's near the back line of the floor, and it's a bit too long. No good. Tied up at three. Looks like Grace Springer doing the serving here for Jackson Center. 5-4 senior. Serve, receive, Albers of Fort Laramie. And the ball is set to the net. Set to the net. What a shot up front by Skylar Albers of Fort Laramie as she pounded that one in.
That was a rocket.
4-3 Redskins. Serving here is Summer Hoing. Flies one to the back of the floor. It is Kiana Suttle. Sends it toward the front line. Miscommunication by Jackson Center. 5-3 Fort Laramie. Hoing serving again. Skylar Alpers wears number two. Hoing is 20. Here's the ball hammered up the right side of the floor. Good serve received by Jackson Center's Guy. Guy sends one up and over, but it comes right back. It comes right back. Wow, what a play by Fort Loramie.
Avery Randwee.
Nicely done by Avery.
That again, boy, that was a kill.
Yeah, she swatted that one. A lot of oomph behind that shot. 6-3, Fort Loramie on a little streak. Jackson Center serve receive. Up and over. Fort Loramie, great save in the back line. Blocked at the net, but Jackson Center. Whistle blows. And the official atop the refereeing stand.
I think he pointed the wrong way.
Slow to
four hits.
Yep, slow to indicate it is Jackson Center ball. That is the right choice.
Yeah, he just pointed there. He called the right call and pointed the wrong way.
6-4 on the scoreboard in favor of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center serving in the person of Reichert. Here is Fort Loramie's Albers at the net. Little touch shot. Jackson Center gets it back in three hits. Fort Loramie dives to keep it alive. It's pushed up and over by Mesher. Ball goes to Fort Loramie's back line, Grillo. Here's three hits by Jackson Center. Blocked by Fort Loramie. It hits the floor.
That was Macy again.
Macy Kloffenstein. She is a towering power up on the front line for Jackson Center. 6-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins three hits. The last by Mesher. Jackson Center recovers. Little push shot by Albers. Tigers get it back up and over. Three hits by Fort Loramie. Down the right side. Is it on the line? It's good.
I'm trying to catch the number. That was seven. That was Barhorst again. That was a boy. That was right on the line.
You talk about perfectly placed. That shot, the Jenna Barhorst, was spot on. Unbelievable. Skylar Albers serving. Fort Loramie on top, 7-5. Good dig off the floor by Barhorst, but she can't tip it over to a teammate. Point Tigers, 7-6.
Good shot by Reichert that time.
And McKinley Reichert mashed that one at the feet of Barhorst. She did all she could to keep it alive. 1-point lead Fort Loramie. Jackson Center run up on the serve. Here is a set for Avery Randwee. She flies it across the floor. Good save by Guy. Guy up front to Reichert, up and over. Fort Loramie swats at it. The ball goes to the back line on the Redskins side. Off the floor. We're tied up at 7. We're even. Good serve at Jackson Center. A lot of sink on it. Three hits, Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers. Last of which by Reichert. Fort Loramie gets it to Barhorst on the back line. Sets it for Summer Hoing on the back row. And she hits one a long way between a couple Tigers for a point.
Yeah, that was a really good backline shot there, back row, whatever they call it.
Superb by Summer Hoing. Ellen Frilling serving for Fort Loramie. Hit the net, little touch shot. Tried on the play by Jackson Center, and it crawls up and over the netting. Beautifully done by the Tigers. Give credit where it's due, Ludwig. Nudges one up and over to tie this set up at 8 apiece. New Bremen defeated Rushi 3 in a row in our first semifinal of the night. Here in match number 2, we've split the first 16 points right down the middle. Jackson Center serving. Second hit, Fort Loramie. Pumps it up and over. Jackson Center's attempted kill blocked back by Fort Loramie, and it's a point.
Yeah, that was Jenna Barhorst again. She's having a good first set.
Well done by Jenna. Here is Brandewee serving now for Fort Loramie. 5'10 junior sends one to the back row. Tracking it down is Springer. It goes off her arm. Point Fort Loramie, 10-8.
I guess you don't keep foul balls here like you do in baseball.
That That shot had some spin on it.
Yeah, it did.
Jackson Center just could not collect it. Brandewee again dumps it up and over. Good play by Pringer. Near side pass to Klopfenstein. It goes off the floor, a fourth hit for the Tigers. Fort Loramie's opened up the biggest lead of this set so far, 11-8.
Well, Presley Reese got to that, but it was so far out of sight that there was nothing she could do about it.
Good hustle by Presley. Oh, what a serve. Point, Fort Loramie. Wow. That serve on the play by Brandewee darted downward as it got over the net. Jackson Center simply could not maintain control. 12-8 Fort Loramie, set one. Timeout Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, that last serve by Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie was stellar.
It was a rocket.
It was a sinker. It had some unbelievable dive on it. And that was the Wisebridge play of the early part of this initial set. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And guess what? Brandewee continues to serve for Fort Loramie, which just notched a 13th point to lead 13-8. Serve received Jackson Center. It is Pringer to the front line, and it's a two-hit infraction against the Tigers, who now trail 14-8.
Well, these are outstanding serves, and Jackson's having trouble with the serve receive, so the combination's bad.
Six straight points for the Redskins. This match was tied at 8. Make it 7 straight by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center tries to bump a pass up to the front. The ball hits the floor. Redskins up the 7. 7 points in a row since an 8-all tie. Brandewee clips the net on the serve. Here's a set right side of the floor for McKinley Reichert. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. 2 hits for the Tigers up and over. Jackson Center is on the defense. Kill attempt, Fort Loramie. Down the left side of the floor. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to get the kill or the block. It went off their hands and out of bounds.
Well done.
Loramie on a roll.
Skyler Albers, another make. 16-8 Redskins. Here's a serve to Jackson Center's back row. Too hot to handle. 9 straight by Fort Loramie. 17-8 lead. Staying hot, serving is Avery Brandewee. Boy, she has got some downward action on that serve. Tigers having difficulty handling it. Jackson Center gets it over. Oh, it's dunked. Slammed right at the net. Good shot. Well done up front. I think that was Victoria Mesher. 18-8 in favor of Fort Loramie.
My first time when I watched volleyball years ago, almost 90% of the girls served underhand. There were very few jump serves.
Here's Brandewee streaking, drives one toward the back row. It is a little heavy, and she's human. She missed one. 18-9.
That was quite a streak right there.
Yep, with Brandewee serving, Fort Loramie had reeled off 10 in a row. We had an 8-8 tie earlier. Fort Loramie surged to an 18-8 advantage. Now it's 18-9. Make it 18-10. The Tigers get 2 straight. Fort Loramie not pleased with the call by the official.
Well, we're quite a ways away, but it sure looked good. But, I mean, I can't make a determination. We're about as far away as you can get.
Serve received, Summer Hoying, then right back to her for a kill. Cross court, Jackson Center recovers. Good play by Barhorst for Fort Loramie. And she goes off the net, and the block by the Redskins is good. It deflects off the arm of a Tiger. Point on the play to Summer Hoying. 19-10, Fort Loramie, late in set one. New Bremen knocked out Rushi in three straight sets in our opening regional semifinal here tonight. Jackson Center serve, receive. Ball is at the net, touch by the Tigers. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. Point Redskins again. Timeout Tigers, 20-10, Fort Loramie in set one. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Victoria Mesher serving for Fort Loramie, which is on a roll, leading 20-10. This first set was tied 8-8 at one point. And then Avery Brander, we got red hot serving. And Fort Loramie streaked out to a huge lead. Serve received, Jackson Center. Nice shot by the Tigers. That was nudged up and over.
It was Reichert.
Yep, well done by McKinley Reichert at the foot of a Tiger, but apparently a net infraction on the orange and black.
Yep.
Give Fort Loramie the point. 21-10. Serve receive, Guy. Guy knocks it wide, tried to spray it away from Hoying, and missed the court completely. 22-10, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here is Mesher, dropping one to Pringer. She digs it off the floor, sends it up front to the left. Here's a kill attempt by the Tigers' Reichert. She's there with Kloffenstein. Guess what? Fort Loramie's there, too. Redskins block it right back.
That was Albers, and boy, she just put a wall up that time.
Skylar Albers with a point to make it 23-10, and then a missed serve by Fort Loramie, 23-11. Can't read the numeral of the young lady serving for the Tigers.
Paige Guy.
Paige Guy with a good serve. Serve receive Fort Loramie. There's a ball that goes higher than the scoreboard. Off the fist of a Tiger. Jackson Center recovers. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Little touch shot up and over by Skylar Albers with the left hand.
I'll tell you, though, it's fun to watch those giant kills, but those little misdirection shots that hit the floor are impressive.
Here is a set point for Fort Loramie. Serving Jenna Barhorst. Three hits, Jackson Center. The last by Kloffenstein. No, it was Reichert. Well done. That ball was mashed.
She is. We watched her freshman and sophomore year in basketball. She is just an athlete.
24-12, Fort Loramie leading. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center were tied at 8 in the first set. And then Fort Loramie reeled off 10 points in a row. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Ball's at the antenna, far left side of the floor. Is it out against Jackson Center? Yes. Fort Loramie takes set number one, 25-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, 24-2, Fort Loramie, ranked number one in the state most of the year in Division IV volleyball. Defeated Jackson Center 21-5 on the season. In set number one here tonight, just concluded regional semifinal. Final tally 25-12. New Bremen defeated Rushi in 3 straight in our opening match here tonight. Thanks to Bryant Billing, just received a final match score from up at Elida. Tiffin Calvert easily over Defiance Ayersville, 25-8, 22-12. Winner of this regional in Southwest Ohio plays the Pickerington regional champ. That is considerably weaker than the Northwest region. So this regional champ avoids the Northwest region, the likes of Convoy Crestview and Tiffin Calvert, until the state final, if, of course, this regional champ is lucky enough to get through the Pickerington winner and on to the state championship. 2-0 Fort Loramie as we open up action here in our second set. Keep in mind, we were at 8-8, 8-all tie in the first set. And since then, Fort Loramie has outpointed Jackson Center 15-4. Got a rally going here. Kill by Fort Loramie. It's a good one. Well done. Left side of the floor. I think that was Brandewee.
It was Hoing.
It was Summer Hoing, not Brandewee. She really whacked one. And Jackson Center got the return back to the middle of the net, and that was it. Served on the left side of the floor by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Serve received by the Tigers. Well done by Guy. Well, that was Riley Barhorst who got it back. Up and over. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits. Third of which, a kill attempt for the Redskins. It was Mesher and Hoing together. And it's a point for Fort Loramie once more.
Yeah, they both got the hand on the shot at the same time.
4-0. Redskins lead after taking set one, 25-12 over Jackson Center. Fran DeWee hits the top of the net.
She's such a good server, and that first run she had was great. And that one, she's just tried to be a little too cute.
Yep, 4-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second set, Jackson Center serving. Ball crawls over the net cord. And then there's a Fort Loramie shot on the top of the net. And we've got a net infraction, I think, against Jackson Center. Yep.
Yep, they went under the net.
That's the call, 5-1 Fort Loramie. This a very big set for Jackson Center, which can ill afford to go down 2-0. Fort Loramie's Victoria Mesher steers one over. Dug off the floor on the play nicely by the junior Jackson. Avery Jackson fed it up front to a teammate, Kloffenstein, and then Fort Loramie sent it right back in the face of the Tigers for another point.
Went back to Hoying, and she didn't score a lot in the first set, but he's really taken over here.
6-1 on the point. Mahoing serving Mesher. The ball glides over the top of the net. It was redirected by the netting, and Jackson Center missed it. 7-1 Redskins, who won the first set 25-12. Mesher with a hot hand here now for Fort Loramie. Drives one to the back line, gotten there by Reese. Sends it up front to Reichert. Reichert with a kill. It's a good one. Fort Loramie tries to block it back. It's into the netting. Point for the Tigers. 7-2 is the score. Jackson Center serving. Uh-oh. Fort Loramie's bringing to we. Tried to back shoulder that serve receive and could not collect it. It sprayed off her arm. 7-3 Jackson Center. Very good service. Here's Paige Guy serving. Randowee sends it to the front line. Handled there by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits by the Tigers. Last of which is by Kloffenstein. Fort Loramie gets it back. Jackson Center hammers one down the near side of the floor. And Fort Loramie's Luthman goes off the court to try to conserve the rally, but can't do it. 7-4. Fort Loramie up 3.
Shot by Reichert that time.
Who is that serving for Jackson Center, Chuck?
That is Paige Guy.
So I thought it was. I said it was Guy a moment ago. Just double-checking my eyesight.
Boom.
Oh, here's a kill. Left side of the floor by Fort Loramie. Well done on the play.
That's your All-State player right there.
Summer Hoying, All-State, County Player of the Year.
Boy, I'm guessing All-State, but if she's not, it would be a travesty.
Right. Boy, she drilled it home, 8-4, Fort Loramie. Jackson Center serve, receive. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Tigers go off the floor to get it. Uh-oh, that might have been two hits. That ball was cupped, held on to for just a fraction of a second. The official caught it, 9-4. Fort Loramie up 5. Serving Barhorst. There's a ball diving at the feet of Suttles, who does get it back. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. Kloffenstein up and over for Jackson Center, which I think is guilty of two hits again.
Yep, just didn't get the big both hands at the same time.
Yep. I'm starting to learn how to make that call.
Yeah.
Serve, receive, Jackson Center up front. Little touch shot dumped over by Reichert. Was there a net infraction on the Tigers? Might have been.
No, they blocked it back. It dropped on Jackson's side.
Well done by Barhorst. 11-4, Fort Loramie. Barhorst to serve when we come back. Jackson Center trailing Fort Loramie, 11-4. Redskins won the first set, 25-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not
required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
One of our great sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Osgood Bank. Locally owned and operated, Osgood has been a part of Ohio for 100 years. Four convenient locations. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest technology for our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. We've got a terrific rally, and Fort Loramie drills one home to finish off the rally. Up front, the trio of Mesher and Albers. And I think that might
Summer
be
Hoing.
Yep, Summer Hoing. They congratulate each other. The triplets do a great job to earn the point, 12-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center with a shot attempt toward the back line.
Touch.
And it caught the stripe. It's good. Nicely done on the play by Ludwig for the Tigers to make it 12-5. Serving, Jackson Center down 7. Serve received by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center with 3 hits. The third is off the floor. No good. 13-5 Redskins. Serving Hoing for Fort Loramie. She strides ahead. Oh, Jackson Center tries to handle it toward the front line. Ball control not there. It sails backwards. Hits the second row of the bleachers. Point Fort Loramie, 14-5. Service by Hoing just had so much spin on it. Jackson Center digs this one off the floor. Sends it up front for Reichert. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. It's a point for the Redskins.
Boy, that was Brandewey and Albers.
Yep.
They just set up a wall.
Skyler Albers, Avery Brandewey, we'll see them on the basketball floor in several weeks. They teamed up right there to pin a point against Jackson Center. And Jackson Center on a serve receive steers one off the floor, and Fort Loramie has got an 11-point cushion, 16-5 here in the second set, having won set number one, 25-12. Shot by Kloffenstein, up and over for Jackson Center. 3 hits by Fort Loramie, the last of which is by Barhorst. Gotten back by the Tigers. At the net, it's Reichert, blocked back by Fort Loramie, but it's wide. Right at the foot of the official, 16-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Moving into the latter third of the second set, Redskins won the first set. Here is a good set. Left side of the floor for Brandewey. She strikes it home for Fort Loramie. 17-6 lead, Redskins. Serving is Skylar Albers for Fort Loramie. Albers leans into it. It's at the feet of Bringer. Front line, right side. Good shot on the play, but Jackson Center, well done. I think that was Kloffenstein who nailed it.
Just a little bit long.
Oh, it didn't hit the stripe. Thought it did. 18-6, another point for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits. Killed by Reichert, gotten back by Fort Loramie. Third hit by the Redskins. A sidewinding shot by Summer Hoing. Good effort by the Tigers, who drop one at the feet of Summer Hoing. Point for the orange and black.
Trying to catch the number. That was Avery Jackson.
Well done by Avery. 18-7. Fort Loramie in the lead. Redskins won set number one, 25-12. Ball set to the front line. Back set for Fort Loramie. Cross-court shot by Frilling. It looked like a good one. It was in.
What a shot.
Oh, a variety of young ladies coming to the forefront for Fort Loramie. That was thrilling to make it 19-7. Here's the serve by the senior Frilling. A little too much length on it, 19-8. Fort Loramie sped away from Jackson Center in the first set. We were tied at 8. Next thing you knew, it was 18-8 with Brandewey serving. Fort Loramie jumped on top 7-1 here in the second set. It's now an 11-point spread, 19-8. Here is an attempted strike at the net by Hoing, gotten back by Jackson Center. Guy up front to Reichert. Hoing, middle of the floor for the Redskins, and she hammered that one off the court too long. 19-9, Fort Loramie leading. Here's Ludwig serving for Jackson Center. It goes on the play to Brandewey, who gets it back, spikes it. Good return by Jackson Center. Ball at the foot of the Redskins, who do get it over unbelievably on the third hit. Good rally underway here. Here's a shot off the top of the net by Pringer of Jackson Center. Kerplunk, it falls in.
That was an amazing dig by Haley Grillo, but Jackson Center ended up getting the point.
Yep, Grillo, the savior on the Fort Loramie side, but Pringer was the shot maker. 19-10, Fort Loramie leads. Here's Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits into the net. Tigers sprawling on the floor near the foot of the official stand. Couldn't get the lift on it to get it over the net. 20-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Serving Brandewey. Hammers it to the back line for Jackson Center. Set up front. Good kill by Klopfenstein, but it missed the back edge of the floor.
That was close.
Oh, it was close. Tough break for Macy. Thought it was spot on. Referee said no. 21-10 in favor of Fort Loramie, which won the first set 25-12. Oh, there's a mean-looking serve. Wow.
Brandewey's got a little run going here.
Oh, my land. Avery Brandewey, she's got some twist, some spin, some sink, some dive. What a serve, 22-10. In favor of Fort Loramie. Brandewey again. This one she bloops over. A little change of pace. Gotten back by Klopfenstein and Reichert for Jackson Center. Here's a set for Summer. Hoing blocked back by the Tigers. Well done.
Presley Reese.
Beautiful play by Reese of Jackson Center. 22-11. Fort Loramie needs 3 points to win set number 2. Very good service by Jackson Center. Mishandled by Summer Hoing, 22-12. Jackson Center serving far side, coming right at us. Dug off the floor on the play by Ella Berger. Sent to the Tigers' back line by one of the front liners for Fort Loramie, but it's a bit heavy. It goes off the floor by a good foot or two, and it's 22-13. Tigers with a run here late. Ball set for Hoing. Hoing puts the mitt on it, and she jams that one into a Tiger on the back row, and it's 23-13. Fort Loramie gets the point. Victoria Mesher serving for Fort Loramie. Oh, it hits the top of the net. Does get over the top of the net. Does get over. Center gets it back. And one for the floor on the right. And one for the Tigers on the right is open. They overshifted. It's open. They overshifted.
Summer Hoing
gets it for the Redskins. Summer Hoing, who are 1 point short, who are taking set number 2. Mesher on the serve. Set for Klopfenstein to Guy. Guy dumps it over the top of the netting. Good play by her for Jackson Center to make it 24-14. Here come the Tigers. Service by Guy. It goes to Summer Hoing. Sends it up front for a teammate. Then back to Hoing. And it's returned nicely by Jackson Center. It's on the back row of the floor. Redskins end. Diving attempt by Katie Luthman of Fort Loramie. Couldn't get to it. Ball hit the stripe. Well done by the Tigers. 24-15.
That was a good shot by Riker. Right on the line.
Spotted nicely by McKinley. Three hits, four for Gorman. A kill at the net. Boy, that was splendid. Skylar Albers finishes off the set. 25-15. Fort Loramie takes the first couple of sets. 25-12 and 15 over Jackson Center. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Northmont. Brucey was beaten by New Bremen in three straight to start the night. Fort Loramie's up two sets to none here on Jackson Center in our second semifinal. We understand that Division III St. Henry in the Northwest Regional of D3 defeated Marion Pleasant 25-12, 8-17. Earlier, Tiffin Calvert in the D4 Elida Northwest Regional topped Defiance Ayersville 25-8, 22-12. Well, we start the third set here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie creates point number one to lead 1-0. Jackson Center got off to a pretty good start in set number one. Tigers split the first 16 points with Fort Loramie in that opening set. It was 8-8. And then with Avery Brandowee serving, Fort Loramie struck. Redskins reeled off 10 in a row, went up 18-8. Did not look back. Won the first set 25-12. Fort Loramie started strong in set two, was up 7-1, pushed it out to 14-5, 16-5, won by 10 at 25-15. We are 2-1 here in set number three, Jackson Center serving. Fort Loramie with a nice block at the net. The ball drops in on the Jackson Center side. Credit Victoria Mesher, who serves, and it's 3-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. regional championship start time, 2 o'clock here on Saturday. Our pre-match programming will start at 1:25 on scoresbroadcast.com. There's a poor shot by Fort Loramie. Miss hit at the net. Point for the Tigers. And it's 3-2. Paige Guy serving for Jackson Center. Serve received by Brandewey. Ball set to the front line of Jackson Center. Gotten back by Kloffenstein, but then rammed home by Fort Loramie. Nicely done by Barhorst. 4-2, Redskins lead. Fort Loramie up 2-0. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie and New Bremen were ranked number 1 and number 2 in the state most of the year. Fort Loramie on top by a smidgen most of the volleyball campaign. And if this match continues the way it's headed, it's going to be a number 1, number 2, Fort Loramie, New Bremen regional final on Saturday. Here's Fort Loramie serving. Jackson Center, a good block back to the net. Well done on the play by Reese.
Yep, that was a good kill.
5-3. Chuck, what are your thoughts on reseeding in volleyball once we get to the Sweet 16?
I like it. Yeah. I like the idea of reseeding in all of them, quite honestly.
I do too. Especially in this sport of volleyball, which is dominated so heavily by the schools in West Central Ohio. Why have them knock each other out in the district and regional?
Well, I mean, there's a real good chance that on Saturday, unless Jackson comes flying back here, that we're going to see the state championship on Saturday here.
Well said. 6-4, Fort Loramie in the lead here in set number 3. Yeah, I've had that conversation with 17-year head coach at Fort Loramie, John Rogers, several times. Reseed. Have the coaches do it. And it would come out correct. And you'd have Fort Loramie and New Bremen in opposite brackets.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the way it should be, but I don't know if they'll ever change it.
7-4, Fort Loramie in the lead. There's a serve attempt by Hoing of Fort Loramie. She nearly missed it. She fisted that one off the side of her hand.
Not sure how that happened. It was such a good volleyball player.
That was a good knuckler. It just didn't reach the net. 7-5, Fort Loramie in the lead. Jackson Center serving. Good play by Grillo of Fort Loramie. Boy, she went diving, kept it alive. And Fort Loramie got the kill attempt, but it was too long, no good. 7-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center played Fort Loramie dead even through the first 16 points of set 1. Kill attempt at the net by Fort Loramie, and that one by Skylar Albers, a little crooked. It's off the floor, no good. We're tied up at 7. Third set. Fort Loramie leads 2-0. Serving Reichert for Jackson Center. Here's a back set by Fort Loramie. Kill by Hoing. Gotten back by the Tigers up and over. Little drop shot. Far left side of the floor by Albers. Yes. Credit Skyler for the point.
Well, I'll give Avery Jackson credit. Boy, she went to the floor and made the save. They just couldn't get it back over the net.
Yep. The Tigers, Avery Jackson, with a remarkable play to sustain that point for Jackson Center. Here is a serve by Albers, and boy, that was tagged with blinding speed down the left side of the floor. It hit the stripe, and it's good.
Looked like a curveball.
A little slider anyway. 9-7, Fort Loramie. Albers again, more toward the middle of the floor. Pringer up front to Kloffenstein. Fort Loramie spikes it back.
Mesher.
No net infraction by Mesher. He stayed on her side and earns the point. 10-7 Fort Loramie. Serving here is Skylar Albers for the Redskins. Keep in mind, Jackson Center lost just 5 in the regular season. They played a heavy diet of MAC schools. We got back and forth at the net. Good play by Suttles of Jackson Center. She gets the point for the Tigers.
Well, I tell you what, that was a good block. That's the first time we've mentioned her name. She was right there.
Nicely done by Kiana. 10-8 is the score. Fort Loramie leading. Serve, receive, Redskins. Set to the far side of the floor. Pummeled over the net by Brandewey. Gotten back by Jackson Center. It goes to Fort Loramie's back row. Big swat by Hoing. It careens off the Tiger. 11-8. Fort Loramie in the lead by three. Serving Summer Hoing. No, my mistake. Ellen Frilling gets the nod here for the Redskins. And, boy, she sent that one a long way. Airmailed it off the floor. No good. 11-9. Redskins up two. Fort Loramie substituting. Jackson Center serving down two. Boy, you just never know. If Jackson Center could somehow eke out this set, the burden of pressure might switch to the shoulders of Fort Loramie. And here's another missed shot by the Redskins. Part of the floor was open, but a misfire by Fort Loramie, and it's 11-10.
Well, you knew Jackson wasn't going to fold up even down 2-0.
Not a Kim Metz coach team. And we got a back and forth at the net. Fort Loramie stops the bleeding. Shot good by Mesher.
Boy, she does have a swing, doesn't she?
12-10. The Redskins up two. Fort Loramie won the first two sets, 25-12, 25-15. Here is Mesher serving to the back row. Jackson Center sends it up front to Kloffenstein. She nudges one over at the foot of a Redskin. Good point, Kloffenstein.
That one rolled across the net and then dropped down. Loramie could do nothing with it.
No. Looked like there was some bubble gum on the top of the net. Ball seemed to stick there for an eternity. Jackson Center serving. Serve received Grillo. Set left side of the floor. Shot by Hoing. Good for Fort Loramie. Summer Hoing gets the spike. 13-11, Redskins. Victoria Mesher serving. She steps forward. Ooh, that trajectory didn't look good when it left her hand. 13-12. I tell you, you can stop momentum in a heartbeat with some poor serving.
All right, no doubt about it.
Jackson Center within one. Fort Loramie is off the floor to save it. Good hit back onto the hardwood by Skylar Albers. And then a fourth hit on Jackson Center's side.
Boy, that was just a misplay right from the beginning from Jackson. That should have been an easy set to go back across, but they banked it backward.
Yep, it sure could have. Here's Barhorst serving for Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers, the last by Reichert. And then a kill attempt up front by Albers is good. Boy, she had some mustard on that one-hander. Jenna Barhorst continues to play well for Fort Loramie. Here's the serve by Jenna. Serve, receive. Set on the play for Reichert. To the floor to dig it is Barhorst to Fort Loramie. A little nudge for the Redskins. It's over the net into no man's land. No one home for Jackson Center.
Nice play by Frilling.
Yep. Good job of the senior, Ellen Frilling. 16-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Serving on the play, Jenna Barhorst. Three hits for the Tigers, the last by Kloffenstein, who flips it over. Three hits by Fort Loramie, the last by Hoing. Down the left side, it is ruled no good by her.
And he was touched.
16-13.
They're discussing it now.
Yep.
Okay, they didn't. They called it out. I think it went around the antenna. I think I've learned that when the guy does this with his flag, that means it was on the wrong side of the antenna.
Okay, we'll get these 25 or 30 hand signals figured out eventually.
I'm trying to pick it up.
16-13, last point to Jackson Center. Here's Fort Loramie with a kill attempt from the left side. Yes, Summer Hoing scores it. 17-13 in favor of Fort Loramie, which won the first two sets, 25-12, 25-15. New Bremen beat Rushi 3-0 in our first regional semifinal match. Good shot on the play by Reichert of Jackson Center. Boy, she had some oomph on that one. It went off the arm of Summer Hoing. Head coach John Rogers of the Redskins not pleased at the moment. 17-14. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie. Jackson Center hanging around here in set number three. Here's a dig, ball set, left side of the floor. Brandewee with help from a teammate. Point for the Redskins. ...18-14 Fort Loramie. Serving is Albers. Hop, step, and a leap. Serve return by Jackson Center. Reichert gets it over at the net. Fort Loramie Mesher. Well done by Victoria. 19-14. Redskins up five. Third set. It looks like it's going to be a Fort Loramie New Bremen regional final. Number one versus number two on Saturday at 2 o'clock for a berth in the state final four. Timeout called. Fort Loramie up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, that last point by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie was well done. It prompted a Tigers timeout. Wise play call by Mesher. That was the Wisebridge play of this third set. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Redskins tallied a point to set up a set point right here. 20-14 lead. Jackson Center goes off the floor to save it. Fort Loramie had misfired just prior to that. Side out, point Tigers, 20-15, Fort Loramie, still a set point. Jackson Center on the run up, here's the serve. It's Grillo up front to Mesher, to Frilling, up and over. Jackson Center, 1-2-3 hits. Nicely done by Kloffenstein. Set far side of the floor by Fort Loramie's Hoing, and it's good, and that will do it. No, that point sprayed off a Redskin.
No, she knocked it off. She hit it off a Jackson Center player and out.
My mistake, Chuck.
Loramie's point.
I had 21 match on the brain. My brain gaffe. 21-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. I'm sure there were listeners out there saying over the last 2 minutes, what is Jack talking about? They're not one away. It's 20 points for Fort Loramie.
Well, it used to be 21 back in the day.
Oh, it did?
Yes, it did.
I cannot credit that for...
I'm trying to bail you out.
22-15 Fort Loramie. I am human. 23-15. Good kill by Frilling at the net. Serving for Fort Loramie. It is Luthman. 1-2-3 hits on the play of a Jackson Center. Redskins somehow dig it off the floor in the nick of time. And it's in to make it 24-15. Nicely done up front by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. Serving for the Redskins is Luthman. Set point now at 24-15. Serve receive Jackson Center. Redskins go to the hardwood to save it. Good play by Grillo. Shot to the back side of the floor. Off a Tiger. That'll do it. 25-15, Fort Loramie. Redskins go 25-12, 15-15 to defeat Jackson Center and advance to the regional championship at 2 on Saturday. We've got the call pregame at 1:25 on scoresbroadcast.com. I apologize for that brain glitch there late in the second or third set. I had 21 being the the line to gain.
Well, I had them playing St. Henry in the state championship, too, so you know, I don't think they're going to cross divisions for the final.
Well, Fort Loramie looked mighty good.
Yeah, they did.
The Jackson Center hung around.
Looked much better in the third set than they did the first two.
Yeah, at one point, it was 16-12, 18-14. Jackson Center was within four late in that third set. Wound up getting beat 25-15 as Fort Loramie scored 7 of the last 8 points in the third set. Now that first set was an 8-8 tie before Fort Loramie streaked with Brandewey serving. Redskins reeled off 10 in a row. In set number 2, Fort Loramie jumped out 7-1. It was 16-5. Redskins maintain that 9-10 point cushion the rest of the second set. 125-15, which was the same score in set number 3. We'll take a commercial break, Chuck, then return with our stars of this second match of the night when we come back. Fort Loramie over Jackson Center in 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, I love that. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Before you know it, of course, it's wishful thinking. It'll be golf season once again, but with this El Nino, we're expected to have a lot of 50s in November and December.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the old days, 50 would have been, I would have been out there, but it, now it's got to be at least 94.
Volleyball tonight goes to Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Each club a 3-0 winner. Berushi beats New Bremen 3-0. Fort Loramie. New Bremen beats Berushi. Did I get that the other way around?
Right, yeah.
3-0 New Bremen over Berushi. 3-0. Fort Loramie over Jackson Center. Collision course for the Cardinals and Redskins on Saturday at 2. Chuck, who jumped out at you in our second match of the night?
Well, for Fort Loramie, you know, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Avery Brandewey. She had that one, and she played really well in the front line. And I'm going to go with Summer Hoeing. And on the Jackson Center side, I thought Avery Jackson had a good match, and I also like McKinley Riker. So those are going to be my Jackson Center stars of the game.
And we are sponsored here in the post game by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Northmont High School at Fort Loramie victorious over Jackson Center in three straight sets. New Bremen victorious over Rushi in three straight sets. Number one, number two in the state in Division IV volleyball. Match up on Saturday afternoon at 2 for a berth in the state Final Four. So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Other stylists, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Rushi sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And as we've noted a few times here tonight, a new underwriting sponsor, Shelby Oaks Golf Club and Ping Golf, on the air with us now on scoresbroadcast.com, right through the winter and into the next spring golf season. Thank you so much, Shelby Oaks. Again, by way of recap, we do understand that Tiffin Calvert in Division IV defeated Ayersville tonight. That was at Elida in a Division IV region semifinal. Calvert won easily. Calvert awaits the winner of that second match up there tonight between Sycamore Mohawk and Convoy Crestview. The two winners play Saturday at 6. The winner of that regional will play at the state. The winner of the Northeast Regional, featuring these four schools, Columbia Station and New Washington Buckeye Central, the favorite in one match. McDonald, a 9 seed, and Canton Central Catholic, a 4 seed, in that other regional match. By the way, that regional in Northeast Ohio at Strongsville is at 2 on Saturday. The regional in Northwest Ohio at Elida, I think, is at 6 on Saturday. The regional here in Southwest Ohio at Northmont is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. This regional champ will play at the state in the semifinal next Friday at 4 against the club that survives from the Southeast region at Pickerington, Shenandoah, Berlin Highland, Plain City Christian, and Waterford. As Shenandoah, probably a slight favorite. They are playing Berlin Highland, or in fact, that match is completed. They were the first of two at Pickerington today. Shenandoah and Berlin Highland have both been ranked in the top 10 or dozen all year long in Division IV volleyball. Chuck, the stage is set. Number 1 Fort Loramie against number 2 New Bremen. And as you have said, facetiously, but pretty accurately, could be a state championship match here on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Well, I would like to see the team that's better than New Bremen or Fort Loramie.
There you go.
I would like to watch them, and they have to be in Division 4. It can't be one of those Division 1 Cincinnati schools.
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be here with the play-by-play in color for you pregame around 1:25 on Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25, Fort Loramie football Redskins play host to the St. Henry Redskins. The two teams played last year in the playoffs in the first round. Fort Loramie won at 43-20, but the game was tied 14-14 in the second quarter. St. Henry was a two-win club last year at playoff time. 4 wins now after routing Riverside 28-5 last week. That is a toss-up. Should be a very good game tomorrow night. We're on the air at 6:25 from Fort Loramie. Again, great thanks to all of our online listeners. We had a fine connection for you from here at Northmont High School tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in online to our two volleyball matches, regional semis, Division IV here at Northmont. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Northmont. Again, the final scores, New Bremen in 3 over Rushi. Fort Loramie in 3 straight over Jackson Center. New Bremen, Fort Loramie, regional championship Saturday at 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Mapping Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.